The Haines Volunteer Fire Department will soon be able to purchase more life-saving equipment with a donation from one local resident.
I guess I just want to thank Lucy for this donation that's going to benefit the community.
That's Haines Volunteer Fire Department Ambulance Captain Al Badgley. Recently, Lucy Harrell donated $10,000 to the department.
The fire department is kind of a avenue to make this happen, but we want to make sure that she is credited with potentially saving people's lives, not only this year, but for years to come.
The money is for automatic external defibrillators, or AEDs,
which is a device that is used to determine whether someone's heart is in need of being converted from a lethal arrhythmia to a rhythm that will make the heart function properly.
Badgley says the tool is used in conjunction with CPR, increasing survival rates.
With just CPR for someone that's in cardiac arrest, the survival rate is somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 5%. If you put an AED in probably the first 2 to 4 minutes, you can increase that 2 to 5% to almost 15 to 20%.
And he says it can be even higher than that.
That is just with a bystander CPR. If you incorporate the full gamut of having trained personnel and advanced medical equipment coming to the scene within 4 to 6 minutes, Seattle has a success rate of over 50%.
Harrell's donation will allow the department to purchase new equipment to install AEDs in areas that are currently lacking the tool.
We're kind of looking at areas, possibly remote areas, maybe out in Mud Bay is a possibility, trying to get a couple more in the core of town, maybe have some at some of the churches or some areas where they have high volume of participants certain times of the year where they may not be locked.
But funds will also go toward maintaining existing AEDs and maintaining the new ones in the future.
A lot of times people donate an AED to the community, but what happens is 5 years from that, we have about a $500 replacement bill for a battery for that defibrillator, and sometimes that can be overwhelming when you have 10 of those going out simultaneously.
There are a number of AEDs around town already, but there are some gaps, like Mud Bay, where the department is looking for somewhere that an AED could be stored.
In the core of town, we're pretty good, but the thing is, you're looking for an area that has high access, but it has to be somewhat kept out of the cold. We can't keep an AED where it would be potentially get frozen because the battery will freeze.
Badgley says these are tools that can be used by anyone, but there's one important detail.
The key is to have AEDs and people know where they are versus, you know, if you have an AED and no one knows it's there, it's going to be kind of worthless for that use.
The department received news of the donation just before Christmas.
So it was kind of a Christmas present for the fire department and for the community. It's not just the fire department that's benefiting with this. It's the community is going to benefit with this.
Badgley encourages community members to take a CPR class with the fire department to learn the most effective way to use the AEDs.